Previously with Martin Bester.
A horrible incident that took place in the Mulder's Drift.
Off we go.
Now you're playing dangerous.
Guys.
Who's playing dangerous?
On the line, specialist investigator Mike Borlase. I think a lot of people expressed surprise that the situation went as far as him grabbing the weapon from a police officer.
Yes.
Or felt that the police should have defused the situation before it got to that point.
The police, when they are called out to a situation, should immediately do a complete evaluation, identification, and a risk analysis. If you see a situation that is out of control, you get in the dog unit or a stronger or a better unit and you defuse it.
What is the standard protocol in this country? If someone holds a weapon and you as a police officer feel that it's a threat, is there a standard procedure?
You need to hear all of this on Audio On Demand on jacarandafm.com. Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.
All right, joining us on the line now is Len's wife, Chantal. Chantal, good morning. Thank you for coming on the show this morning. I appreciate that. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I can imagine a very, very traumatic experience.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry that it happened to you. Absolutely awful. Chantal, just a bit of background. So Len is he looks like a bodybuilder. He's a bodybuilder, right?
He just jumps to the gym. He's not a bodybuilder. But he jumps. I kicked off that life.
Oh, fun job.
I see a body, but I can't study shows. It's like a cookie. So I was funny that.
And he's not always over by a gym. He's always loved gym. Okay. What do you, by the way?
I can help Celine with her business.
Okay. No. So, say for me, when you look back to that day, there's obviously a lot more happened earlier in the day than what our people have seen in the video. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's right.
What did happen? You were at the gasthuis aangekom om oor te bly?
Ja, ons het wel een dakke dagje gehoord. En daar was onder ons iets. Maar ek kan nie veel oor alles uitbrei nie as gevolg, omdat het baie sensitieve saak is.
Die onder ons iets met die gasthuis of met die politie?
Dat was onder ons iets met die gasthuis geweest. En daar is vandag die politie uitgekom en dat was onder ons iets met die politie. Was geweest, maar alles was op, was dit wat, ja, zoals ik zei, ik kan er niet veel uitbrei wat zaak.
Maar and it just in general terms, obviously, so there was a problem with the guest house and the police got contacted by the police, by the guest house or by you?
By the guest house, and by us. We also found police.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then the video that went viral, how many hours later was that?
The last video, it was about 4 hours, 3 hours.
Okay, so it was going on for a bit. Who took the video?
Our late best friend took the video.
Okay. And then he obviously also, it got out from there, obviously, from his phone onwards. So by the way, so it was yourselves and your best friends that had a day out and then ended up at this guest house together.
Yeah, the best friend.
So if I might ask, I mean, obviously the video, you know, starts with Len not wearing any clothes at that stage. I mean, is that something you want to talk about? What?
Yeah, I think the police said I like that I will come slow if I smoke. En hulle het brief uit, hulle het blijn kom staan, en hulle wou nie uit, en Len het nie sy kleren uitgetrek, om sy slaapkleren aan te trek, want obviously hulle wou nie uit nie, nadat hy vir hulle is ook in gekal om te arresteer. En hy het in die bed geklim, en it still escalated after that.
Okay. Because I mean, obviously, and it must be horrible for you, a lot of people speculate, and a lot of people have comments on the video.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things a lot of people were wondering about. You know, what was going on in the room when the police got there?
The twee call met COVID. And on the end of the day, we had access to one call. And the police officer, the other call, was out. en hulle wou nie vir ons die ander kamer gee nie, en dis hoe ons op die een kamer opgeëindig het. Ek en Shivali was al in die bed, ek het vir ons koffie gemaak, en ek het in die slaap geraak, en die next moment het hulle ingestorm, en het was na curfew, en wou om dat uitdruk, ja, die tijd voor escalated from there.
So your friends are waiting in your room for their room?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then just to show the police that he wants to go to bed, he put on his pajamas, and that's obviously where the video picked up with him, you know, putting yeah. clothes on.
Yeah.
So is I mean, I also saw people talking about Len saying, you know, he's not, you know, generally an aggressive guy. Is that how you know him?
Sy hele lewe het gaan oor sy familie. As jy op haar Facebook gaan kyk of op my Facebook, het net kinders. En hy is 'n man van 7 kinders. Hy het elke oggend, as hy wakker geword het, met sy 18 maande babietjie, het hy gaan studeer. En dan het Poetie sy klere gaan aantrek, het as papa gewys hoe lyk hy, en dan het Len gepraat oor hoe dit mooi en hy en sy kinders. En hy het elke dag so sy kinders iets gesê.
Oh, Chantal, your line is getting so bad. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, so your line is breaking up badly. From what I can hear, what you're saying is that he's a big family man, 7 kids, spends a lot of time with the kids. From the morning to the evening, just to take you back to the incident when he was holding his own gun, and then eventually took the weapon from the police officer. What I mean, did you fear the worst from there? What did you expect would happen next?
I had nooit gedink that a policeman my man in die kop skiet. Van 'n meter weg af nie. Nooit. En Len was in die hele fight wat hulle gehad het, as hy by ongeluk die vroutjie gestamp het wat daar was, het hy vir gesê, yes, ek is jammer, sorry. So, hierdie het hulle het hom so gekoppel en hulle hoeveel keer gevra, arresteer my. En hulle het nie, hulle het net aangehou om die fight te eskaleer en om uit te koggel. So now, I never expected that. I never expected that police wouldn't follow protocol. I never expected that someone would shoot my husband point blank from that range. No.
And tell me, I mean, from what I can judge from what you said now and your reaction to when the police were there in the room, did you feel like they were harassing you or bothering you? I mean, you seemed surprised or shocked at their reaction to you.
Yes, I was, because we were in our sleeping wear. I was in my sleep. I had geslaap.
Jy het al geslaap.
Ek het al geslaap. Dit was al 11:00 die nag en hulle het al ingestorm. En hulle wou ons uit die bed uitruk, hulle wil ons moet uitgaan, en onthou net een ding, Len is a family man, en as ek jou van Len vertel, hy het my elke aand, het hy my in die bed gesit, en dan het hy en my klein seentjie my beentjies opgesoen, dit my toegemaak, en dan het Len my vertel, hoe lief is hy vir my, en hy het gevoel, ek is op 'n warm plekkie, ek is veilig. En daai oomblik waar die polisie ons wou uitdruk uit daai kamer uit, het hy, verstaan nie, dit is sy vrou. Hulle gaan my nie uit die bed uitdruk nie. I was kwaad daaroor dat hulle my uit die bed uit wil ruk. En waartoe gaan hy met sy vroutjie? Waartoe?
Why do you think they wanted to do that?
I don't know. I mean, there's
Did you do something to lead them to that point?
Nee, hulle wou net gehad het ons moet uit. En Len het op 'n stadium vir hulle gesê, as hy die probleem is, arresteer my. Hy het hoeveel keer vir hulle gesê, arresteer my. En hulle het nie, Hulle het nie protokol gevolg nie. Hulle kon nie die situasie so anders hanteer het. Maar hy het nie. Hy het gekies, hulle gaan hom skiet. En ja, nou social media gaan mal, hulle vertel al hierdie goed van wie Len is en ek waardeer dit nie. Ek meen, hy het 7 kinders, ek is sy vroukie. Ek meen, vir ons om daar te wees, my man, terwyl hy vecht vir sy lewe, en om al die goed te hoor van social media, is my onaanvaardbaar. Dit is nie vir my reg nie. Dit wat gebeur, dit is vreselik. Dit is lelik.
Are you allowed to see him in hospital?
Ja, for 15 minutes.
15 minutes. And how's he doing?
He's in a very critical situation. Hulle, hy's op life support. Hulle wil die sedasie nou stadig, maar seker afval. En kyk wat gebeur. Hulle kan nog nie bepaal hoe groot die skade van die brein is nie. Maar al is skade. En in this stage we are taking day for day. Hour for hour. Just hoping he will pull through. I mean, I my best in Mikey. I moet het niet maak.
You know, from what you tell me, the one thing that stood out for me is that you're very upset with people speculating. Obviously, the fact that the video went viral and a lot of comments flying, but I'm presuming that with the investigation that is to follow, which is procedure, that, you know, the whole story and everything will obviously come out to set the record straight, in a way, I guess, for you.
Yeah. Mike Woolhuis en iPad is op die saak en ek vertrou hulle 100% om die uitkom van die saak te kan hanteer. En ek weet die waarheid sal uitkom wat daar aan gebeur het. Maar ek wil graag net vir die mense vra, asseblief respekteer ons as 'n familie. En moenie stories oopmaak nie. Moenie dink wat gebeur het, weet julle wat gebeur het nie, want dit was nie daar nie. Dit was nie daar nie. Dit is 'n goeie man, dit is 'n goeie pa en dit help nie ons as gesin om hierdie goed te hoor en te lees nie. Ek meen my dogtertjie kan nie eens met skool toe gaan as gevolg van maatjies wat haar treiter nie en sy 7 jaar oud. Dit is so onnodig. Laat Mike Boelhuis en sy span dit hanteer. Dit sal die waarheid sal uitkom. Justice will be served. Maar ek vroeg mense om ons net te respecteer. Dis al wat ek vroeg. So.
Was jy kwaad geweest vir sy vriend wat die video geneem het? En obviously gedeel het?
Nee, glad nie. My man het vir hom gevraag, asseblief, om die video te neem.
En hy het.
En as hy nie die video geneem het nie, sou die waarheid nie uitgekom het nie. Daar was soveel ander bewyse om te wys wat daar ontgebeur het. Nie moes gebeur het nie. Die situasie kon die polisie omgedraai het, maar hulle het nie.
Chantal, ek sê vir jou baie dankie vir jou tyd. All the best at home with yourself and of course, obviously, probably most importantly, the kids. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for talking to us. Thanks, Chantal.
Thank you. Guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you came in halfway through, that is Len Kluter. The guy went viral in a video this week after he was seen arguing with police and eventually got shot. He's in the hospital in a critical condition, and that is his wife, Chantal, who was also in the video heard in the background there during the incident. And ek waardeer dat sy met ons gepraat het. 7:23 op 'n Vrydagoggend, môre.
Well, love you guys. Your morning family.